Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Regulations will save the day, said the regulators about the offshore oil biz.
We got to play catch-up ball in a hurry with respect to the environmental and safety area because the regulations that are there have not been adequate and minerals management hasn't done its job.
That's one lawmaker last spring realizing how badly the regulators had done their job before the BP disaster. Turns out this morning, it may have been even worse than we thought. Of foxes, hens, and regulators that may have acted like chickens. Bad day in the barnyard. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. More secret documents, a different story. It has nothing to do with WikiLeaks, but we're going to talk with the New York Times about what the regulators knew back before the BP disaster. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out today. Managing producer Noel King joins me this morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Noel. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Took till midnight on Capitol Hill, but Congress finally approved the president's tax cut compromise.
On this vote, the yeas are 277, the nays are 148. The motion is adopted.
It's Democratic Congressman Jason Altmaier announcing passage of the bill in the House. Did this feel like a cliffhanger to you?
No, it was foreseen. Yeah.
Well, Todd Zwillick will talk about it a little bit later. But a $1 trillion spending bill was just abandoned in the Senate yesterday, again putting the federal government at risk of a shutdown on Saturday if no other measure is passed. Majority Leader Harry Reid says the Republicans who withdrew their support for that bill are to blame for preventing the Congress from funding the government.
They know who they are. And in the last 24 hours, they've walked away from the ability for us to complete this legislation.
Oh, he sounds frustrated. As a counteroffer, a two-month bill that would expire when the GOP has taken control of the House. That's the counteroffer. That's the compromise. We'll see how that does. The White House has taken a close look at President Obama's war strategy in Afghanistan and Pakistan. A key part of the report that we talked about yesterday is a look at the results of the troop surge, which Defense Secretary Robert Gates says has been a success.
The bottom line is that the military progress made in just the past 3 to 4 months since the last of the additional 30,000 U.S. troops arrived has exceeded my expectations.
The president at a news conference yesterday around noon emphasized the impact troops have had in dismantling top al-Qaeda leadership.
Senior leaders have been killed. It's harder for them to recruit. It's harder for them to travel. It's harder for them to train. It's harder for them to plot and launch attacks. In short, al-Qaeda is hunkered down.
Meanwhile, one al-Qaeda leader believed dead from a drone attack has resurfaced alive and well in Yemen. Fahd al-Qassa was wanted by the FBI for the USS Cole bombing, which killed 17 American sailors. He was photographed by a Yemeni journalist last week. Troubled government contractor Blackwater, now known as Z Services, is being sold. The company is expected to announce the details of the deal, believed to be worth around $200 million, later today. Months before the BP disaster, safety concerns at a separate oil platform in the Gulf of Mexico caught the attention of congressional officials, but dysfunctional communication got in the way of anyone taking early action. That's the revelation from more than 5,000 pages of emails between Interior Department regulators and members of Congress, obtained by our partner, The New York Times. The full story in just a moment. Let's look at the markets. Asian markets and European indices are mixed. Futures are mixed. Stocks closed at a two-year high yesterday. The Dow gets underway at 11,499. The S&P opens at 1,242. And the NASDAQ begins at 2637. Coming up this morning.
Can the suspender industry survive the end of Larry King Live?
No matter what I do, the suspenders will remain.
We don't have to imagine a world without King. We have our own Noel King.
I need my own suspender.
Larry King is out. Larry King is out. Noel King is in. We're going to talk about what the future of talk television is. We're also going to dive back into Tron with the new sequel out today. We'll see what Rafer Guzman has to say about it. And does it really look like that inside those computers? Those conversations coming up later in the hour. And join the conversation by texting the word TAKE followed by your answer to 69866. Did you see Tron? Coming up, BP. Could it have been prevented in the Gulf? In a few minutes.